связь, ВСГ-2, просим по рации.
Отвечаем, ВСГ-2, день на связи, Артем.
Артем, добрый день. Артем, значит, выполнил замену ЕДВУ. Значит, старый ЕДВУ 1483, остаток порядка 3 литров. Вот, ну, цвет нормальный. И в 1480 ЕДВУ, который установил, порядка 16-17 литров. Ну, также цвет соответствует норме.
Хорошо, принято. Тогда продолжаем дальше.
Да, хорошо, продолжаем. Спускаем тест ВСГ-2 по сепарации.
Отвечаем ВСГ-2.
Артем, выполнил действие до запуска системы. Замечаний никаких нет. Он выполнил промывку контрурины. Дважды проверил до и после СПП. Также замечаний нет, не загоралось, не норм. Вот. И сейчас ожидаю выхода на дистилляцию.
Все принято, спасибо. После выхода на дистилляцию ожидаем доклада датчиков.
Хорошо, принял. Это Москва, МКС, ВСГ-2, по сепарации.
Включаем ВСГ-2.
Артем, вышла система на дистилляцию без замечаний, и контроль датчиков провел также без замечаний. Все показания соответствуют радиограмме.
Принято, отлично. Все, спасибо. Систему можем оставлять работать до промежуточного контроля и далее по форме 24.
Хорошо, принял. Дальше по форме 24. Спасибо.
Houston, Station 2 for Cetus, heart rate monitor.
With you on 2, Chris.
Guys, I just wanted to give you guys a heads up that we've been having some issues with the heart rate monitor on Cetus. It didn't work for me the other day, and it didn't work for Sophie yesterday. I think we've had some issues with this and changed the battery in it recently, and you know, it's kind of worked on and off, but doesn't seem to be working at the moment. Just wanted to pass that on. I'm not sure if we have, you know, what the next step is to swap it out with a spare or something else, but just wanted to put that on you guys' radar.
Okay, copy all. Thanks for the info. We'll talk about it and let you know if we have any steps for you.
Sounds good. Much appreciated.
Station Houston on 2 for Chris and Steve's follow-up.
Chris on 2.
Yeah, as BME looks at that heart rate monitor, one question we had for you is it only you and Sophie that have been having issues, or has everyone been having issues with that heart rate monitor?
So I had issues last time. Sophie had issues with it last time. I'm not sure if Jack or Jessica have used it since, but it just worked perfectly for me on my Cetus just now. So can't really tell you what's going on. I think I reported it, therefore it worked well.
Okay, copy all. Glad it worked well this time. And yeah, we're tracking it on the ground. We'll let you know if you have any other ideas.
Yeah, copy. Jessica just flew by and said it worked well for her last time too. So it seems to be working just like sporadically and yeah.
Copy, sporadic working.
Station Huntsville, safety ground 2 for Sophie and BioServe Centrifuge at your convenience.
Houston, station 2 for SSC4.
With you on 2.
Well, this looks like SSC4 is powered off. I traced the power chain. It's not getting power, and it looks like that's because the cobalt brick 1321 is off. This is one of the SSCs that we moved yesterday to the cupola for Dragon undocking. I'm wondering if the cobalt brick inadvertently got left off when we moved it back. Wondering if it's okay if I turn it back on and get it powered back up.
Yeah, I'll give you a go. You can turn the cobalt brick back on. I'll let Pluto know when they show up, but I suspect you're right.
Awesome. Thanks, Lass. We'll do it, and I'll let you know if there's any issues with it.
And also, just a heads up, Space 634 had a nominal deorbit burn, and they should be splashing down here in about 30 minutes.
Fantastic. That's great news. Excited to see it. And one other question for you while I've got you is I also just noticed the same thing is happening with SSC7, the other one that we moved. It looks like the cobalt brick is turned off for SSC7. Okay, if I turn that one on as well.
Yeah, you're going to turn that brick on as well.
Yeah, and that's Brick 1322.
Houston, Chris on 2 with a SpaceX 34 question.
Boys, Chris, go ahead on 2.
Hey, I was just wondering if you guys know when it's going to be starting to re-enter. We were thinking we might be a little too far away, but we were thinking we might try to see if we can catch a glimpse of it.
The good news is it already re-entered. The bad news is you missed it. Your timing's impeccable. We just heard the call. The mains had a good deploy.
Okay, yep. We actually, Sergey and I have been in here for a few minutes staring out, and we didn't see anything, so we tried. But great news on the mains, and great to chat.
Yep, good news, and thanks for taking all the time to pack it full of the science we're excited to get to. If you guys, your eyes are good enough, maybe you'll see it splash down.
Absolutely, yeah, much appreciated. Well, we at least got some nice aurora while we were out here looking for it.
And station Houston on 2, no response required, just letting you know, a good splash down for Dragon.
Great news, thanks.
Station Houston on 2 for any available crew and some help with an airlock sensor.
Brett?
Hey, Jessica. Thanks for chiming in. We had a sensor drop line in the airlock, and wondering if you can take a minute or two to go check in airlock aft 1. There's an AdLink mini PC, and we just need to do a hard power cycle on it. And while you're doing the power cycle, if you can make sure the sensors that are attached to it are plugged in and flush.
Testing a high power cycle of the AdLink mini PC in the airlock and check the sensors. Did it help?
About 90 seconds from a handover, so if we don't get words before that, you can just let us know on the other side.
Okay. Station on 2 for AdLink.
Go ahead on 2.
It has been hard power cycled. I do not see anything out of the ordinary with the connections. Everything looks connected and in good shape. And just to clarify, when I came to the AdLink PC, the power button is like basically lit up blue. So I held that down, which turned it off, and basically the light went away in the power button. I'm assuming when the light, blue light is on the power button, that is when it's turned on.
Yep, thanks for the description, Jessica. Your understanding is correct, and we hope that we'll bring the sensor back online. Thanks for the help, and we'll let you know later if we need any more help.
Okay, awesome. Thanks, Raja. It's great to hear your voice.
You as well, and congrats on the successful splashdown of the Dragon. Thanks for guys all your hard work getting it back to us.
Woo! We didn't mess up the CG. Great news. And looks like it's going to have to be a day for the apron.
Looking forward to it.
Hey, Sarah, good to hear from you. I guess you've got the No 2KM1 all routed. And, yeah, just doing the mini PCR steps, and then I'll be ready for you. All right, I've got whole genome kit number 1, serial number 1011. I got a DNA purification 1. It's labeled GMP160 on it. It does not have a serial number, but it's got a barcode 00292125 Juliet. I've got flow cell R10, serial number 1011. And I've got what I think is a magnetic bead tube, which is labeled MB2, but no other serial number. Sim station, can I get a status of the lab camera view for you guys?
We've got a good view, and seeing the apron come into view.
Good view.
Brings me great joy, and there's nothing better to do DNA sequencing than with a tool apron. At 30.
All right, Sarah, sorry, I'm back with you. I was awarded the apron for the day, so I had to put it on to do my science. Yeah, copy.
I'm still station on 2 for a Cypher goggles question.
We're with you on 2. Go ahead.
Yeah, Custody didn't recall using the speaker last time. We're wondering if we need the Bluetooth speaker, if we can just use the laptop speakers.
Copy, we're checking.
Additionally, second question, the USB cable that's called out in line 3, could you tell me what that's going to be used for? Is that just for the speaker, or because I see a speaker cable, and then I see another USB cable, so just wondering which of those we need.
And copy, we'll check on that as well.
All right, thanks.
And Jessica, Huntsville's back with you on 2-4 goggles. So we will need you to, and that cable is just for the speaker.
Okay, say both cables, because there's one cable call that says speaker auxiliary cable, but there's a second cable as well, so I don't need either cable necessarily.
And both cables are actually for the speaker. One is for power, and the other is for audio.
Okay, I know those are charged up with batteries, so we maybe don't need the power cable, but we think we need the audio cable. I mean, they're Bluetooth, so I was thinking that's why I guess I asked if we actually need the cable. And Huntsville, sorry if that was unclear. So I guess that was my question. I guess you're saying I do need at least one of those cables?
And yeah, I think we understand now. Sorry about the confusion there. So the laptop doesn't have Bluetooth, which is why you'll need the audio cable. But we agree if it is charged, you should not need the power cable.
All right, that makes sense to me. Thanks for clarifying. Huntsville Station on 2 for Falcon.
With you on 2, go ahead.
Double checking then, we're all finished with VCA 1 for Echo Finder and I can move it for this to get ready for this setup.
Affirm, Jessica, and if you'd like to start migrating over to Space Ground 4, we don't have your next enablement in place yet, but we can clear up 2 for any other comms.
Copy, sounds good, thanks.
Station Munich on Space to Ground 2 for Sophie and Earthshine.
Station Houston on 2 for Sophie, if you're available for some help with the airlock sensor.
Munich Station Sophie on 2 for Earthshine.
And Munich is Sophie on 2. Go ahead, Sophie.
So the window number 6 was selected, and distance between camera lens and window panel was about 2 centimeters.
And so, PC, we copy window number 6 and the distance 2 centimeters. Thanks for your work.
Thank you, Maria.
And station Houston on 2 for Sophie, since I can see a float by the lab. No response required now, but when you're done cleaning up from Earthshine, if you can give us a call, I've got a quick ask for help in the airlock on the sensor before you go into EVA review.
Houston Station Sophie on 2, I'm ready for you.
Okay, thanks for the volunteer and the help, or being voluntold. So earlier, Jessica had reset that AdLink computer for us in the airlock. Unfortunately, that didn't recover the sensor. So the next step that we'd like you to do is it's on airlock aft 1, and it's the AdLink mini PC, and we want you to follow the connection from that mini PC to a USB hub, and then on that USB hub, we want you to disconnect and then reconnect the middle connector. That connector goes to an O2 sensor. It is a bit of a wiring jumble, so if it's unclear which one you're not sure about or you can't follow that back, it's okay to unplug more than just that one sensor. We'll take an unplug and replug of all of them, but it should be the middle one on that USB hub.
Raphael, airlock F1 and link mini PC following the power cables to the USB hub, disconnect, reconnect, and the middle connector are all that I'll let you know in case I don't find it.
Thanks.
Station Station Sophie and 2 for AdLink mini PC, activity complete. Let me know if it changed anything or if you can do something else to help.
Thanks very much, Sophie. It looks like that was a success. Appreciate you helping us get the data back.
Oh, that's great news. Yeah, what I suspect is one of the sensors had the USB LED not blue as bright as the other ones. So I disconnected, reconnected, but I also disconnected, reconnected all the other ones as well just to make sure they all have good connections.
For the help, and appreciate the description.
Huntsville, Chris on 2 for Sable.
With you on 2 for Sable.
Hey, I'm doing my Sable activities, and I just wanted to make sure I didn't screw something up. I just finished 2.013, and in step 3.2 of that procedure, it had me close the CO2 valve in Sable 1. However, my next activity is to go into Sable 1 and close the CO2 valve. I just wanted to make sure that there wasn't anything else I needed to do or that I didn't do something wrong.
We're checking. Station Huntsville on 2 for Chris. While we're looking for an answer for you there. Could you confirm that in step 1.4 that the power is OFFO?
I have already completed that procedure, so the power is ON again because it had me take it on at the end of the procedure.
Copy. Thanks for that. Yeah, I think we just got a little turned around here while we were looking for that answer. Stand by, we're still looking.
Yeah, and just for clarity, I completed that first procedure of removing all the XH2B stuff. And as part of that procedure, it had me close the CO2 valve, but then I have another task on my, the next task in my sequence is to open the door and close the CO2 valve. And I just wanted to make sure that that's already been done and I'm not misinterpreting something.
And Chris, Huntsville's back with you on two. We're going to do a little more digging here just to make sure everything is in order before you continue. So it might be a little bit before we get back to you. Since this activity is flexible, we'll give you a call when we have an answer.
Okay, yeah, copy all. Yeah, I've completed the first one, and I will stand by on question whether any actions need to be taken for the second one. Sounds good.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Chris and Sable.
Chris on 2.
Hey, Chris, so sorry about that. That does look like maybe there was a planning mishap there, and that second activity was actually not needed. So as long as you confirm that the CO2 valve is closed in stable 1, you can consider that second activity complete.
Okay, yeah, that's what I figured. I just wanted to double-check that I didn't misinterpret something. Yep, I can confirm that that was indeed closed as part of that first activity, so we should be in a good config.
Yep, you didn't miss anything, and thanks for verifying with us, so it's better safe than sorry.
Yep, absolutely, that's what I figured. Thank you very much, appreciate it.
Hey, station, Jack's on 2, looking for a go in step 2.1 of the ECHO unit power off.
And Munich is with you on 2, Jack, and you have a go.
Copy, go, thank you.
Send station on 2 for an SSC-14 question.
Go ahead on 2 for SSC-14.
Roger, just wanted to double check. In the daily summary, it was talking about my SSC-14 and the pre-configuring of SSC-25. I was supposed to have Outlook closed, I believe, in that hands-off period, and I know that I neglected to close it. I wasn't using it. I wasn't using the SSC at all in that hands-off period, but Outlook was open. I'm assuming Pluto already knows that and probably just looked it for me, and it doesn't matter, but just wanted to double check on that.
All right. Thanks for checking, Jessica. They were able to move the file, so you're able to use 14 if you'd like, but so no issues with the Outlook having been open.
Okay, copy. So at this point, I'm still leaving SSC-14 in there. This is just a pre-configure, and then there'll be another activity for me to switch them out.
Yep, that's a good copy.
Okay, copy off. Thank you.
Houston, Chris on 2 for CWCI degas.
Go ahead on 2 for CWCI.
Yeah, I just wanted to check, are you expecting these to need to be degassed? I mean, as you know, it's like super hard to actually tell what the estimated volume is on these. I'd say it's probably about a baseball-sized one for this one, but I wasn't sure what we were coming in expecting.
And checking. And Chris, unfortunately, we don't have anyone here to answer that question quickly, so I would defer to your judgment and copy the bottom baseball size on that one. We can try to get more information on what we expected, but for now, I just keep pressing and reporting what you find.
Okay, yeah, I'll probably see what I can do if I can get a little bit of it out of here so it's definitively less than a baseball size. But yeah, I think you know how it goes. This is one of those things you spin around to try to get the air bubble, but you know, the window's on the side of the thing and the air bubbles go to the corners, so it's kind of hard to really do a perfect estimate of it. But, yeah, I guess we'll do my best.
Copy. Appreciate the effort, and it is entertaining to watch, at least for us.
Houston, Chris on 2. I'm going to say I'm no joy on getting any bubbles out of 2138. I think, actually, if anything, the bubble got bigger with trying to mess around with this CWCI degassing procedure.
All right, appreciate the efforts, just watching down here, it was clear you were trying your best, and so I think you're good to move on. I think if there's not a lot of air coming out of it, then it's probably not a lot of air in it, so we should be good.
Yeah, I mean, I think the fundamental issue with this, right, is that the sample port's in the middle of the side, and way centrifugal force works, right, is that the bubble goes to the, will go to like the corner at the center of rotation, and it's just really hard to kind of get that bubble at the outlet port. The design of this is not meant for this type of a thing, clearly.
Copy. Appreciate the feedback, we'll appreciate the effort, and we'll move on to the other one.
Copy that.
Station Huntsville on Space Ground 2 for Sophie and LSG Sleeves.
Station on 2 for SSC 14.
Go ahead on 2 for SSC 14.
Hey, Raja, I tried to open Outlook on SSC 14, and since I know Pluto's done with it, and it doesn't open, it says it's missing the OST file.
Copy, you tried to open, and you said it's missing the OST file. Let's check it.
Oscar Sierra Tango, OST.
Copy, OST file. Okay, we're checking.
Copy, thanks.
And Houston, or Station Houston on 2 for SSC 14 answer. It's been migrated SSC 25, so you should be able to use SSC 25, which is in Node 2 at this point, for your email and your SSC. They're still moving some of the data over other data, so not everything will be there, but you are welcome to use it, and you using it shouldn't interfere with the rest of that transfer that's happening in the background.
Okay, all right, copy that. Thanks, Roger.
And if you happen to be messing around with SSCs, at some point we need a soft reboot of SSC 12, but we can have someone else do that if you're in between exercise.
Okay, yeah, I'm just trying to go take a quick shower before the conference, but I'll let someone know SSC 12 needs a reboot. Thanks.
Houston, Chris on 2. Do you know a location for SSC 12? That's not one of the common ones we come across.
Good question, Chris. It should be the one that you guys swap out weekly with the Dragon, at least in our view. I think it's the one right next to Cetus with the screen open.
Yep, that's why I don't remember where it is.
With you on 2, go ahead.
Random question, I'm floating by SSC 10 that I did the DNA setup today that I was expecting to see the software running. I don't know if it's supposed to be running 24/7 or if it stops for a while, but there is a message that popped up here that says the Thunderbolt software has stopped working. A problem caused the program to stop working correctly. Just want to see if that's normal, expected, or if there's anything we can do up here to help.
Copy. Appreciate you letting us know. We'll look into that on the ground and let you know.
Thank you.
Station Huntsville on Space Ground 2 for Jack and Gears.
Jack on 2 for Gears.
We have an answer for you about that pop-up you saw. It is not an uncommon error. You should be able to just close that pop-up. It won't impact Gears, but you can check the screen once you close the pop-up. You should see a box that says sequencing, and it should look like figure 44 from your earlier activity, the far right image.
Okay, I don't see any software running on the desktop right now. I mean, I just see the normal desktop, but no tabs on the start bar indicating software is running.
Okay, copy that. Thanks for letting us know. No further action for you at this time. We'll try to get an answer by DPC.
Yeah, no worries. I mean, I don't need an answer if everything's good. I just want to help if there's someone that should be up there that's not. Thanks.
And Station Houston on 2 for Ziploc bag location when able.
Ready to copy.
Suggestion, we've got a better location for you. It's a half CTB serial number 5094, and that's in Node 3 Alpha 5, the A2 locker. And the name of that CTB will be small item return. So if you can put the Ziploc into there instead, and then you can put the empty half CTB in the pantry.
That sounds like a great idea. I'm familiar with that bag, 0.550904 in Node 3 F5 Alpha 2. I'll put it in there and put it in the load, and I'll return that other CTD to the pantry.
Okay, thanks for the help.
I'm Phil. Station Jack is on 2 for Peter's troubleshooting.
Jack, we're with you on 2. I've got a few steps for you for the troubleshooting, so let me know if you're ready to copy.
I am ready to copy.
So So we're going to have you first unplug the min ion from the SSC at the SSC end, reboot the SSC, then plug the min ion back in. Then you'll perform step 21 of your earlier gears activity, but at step 21.8, reduce the runtime to 40 hours. Then you can relaunch the software per step 6.1.
All right, I'm going to unplug the min ion at the SSC side, then I'm going to reboot the SSC, then plug the min ion back in, and then I'm going back into my procedure to do step 21. But at 21.8, I'm going to set the time to 40 hours instead of 48. And then the last piece was a little confusing, and then you want me to go back to 6.1 to restart the software?
Yeah, and I apologize, I misspoke there. After you plug the min-ion back in, you'll relaunch the software per step 6.1, and then step 21.
Okay, that all makes sense. I can put that in work. I can set up the camera if you guys want to watch it all. Otherwise, I'll just get into it and let you know how it goes.
I appreciate the offer, but no need for the camera. Just let us know when you've completed it and what you see on the screen, if anything.
Great, it should work.
Huntsville, Station
2PM2
for LSGC Bubble Wrap.
With Yon
2,
go ahead.
So I did retrieve the 16, 145, and 146, and we'll put them into, I guess, my 109 CTV. But one quick question, did we save the bubble wrap bags for the two sleeves that are installed? Because I don't remember seeing those bubble wrap bags. And maybe the ones that are installed are actually these numbers. I don't know.
Copy. We're checking.
Thank you. And I can go check quickly as well.
Control from Sophie for 4 for the installed ones, then I can give you the numbers.
Go ahead, we're ready.
So the numbers of the installed one are 17-151 and 16-154. And I'm going to go check into the empty bubble wrap if I find them.
Copy. And there's no need to do that. We'll start working on the ground trying to track those down. For now, those empty bags, you can place them in either 4077 or 5109. Your preference, just let them know where you, let us know where you place them.
Copy. The two that I mentioned in the first message are in 5109.
Copy 5109, and we appreciate the extra effort of tracking down those gloves and checking out the sheet for us.
Oh, where is it
all? Huntsville Station, check on 2 for step 6.6.
With you on 2 for step 6.6.
Okay, I've got the software running, and the first step here, first part of it after I get it running, is to do a flow cell check. I just want to double check with you guys that that's what you want me to do, or if I'm moving on to step 21.
Thank you for checking. You can stop there and move to step 21.
Okay, perfect. Huntsville Station, Jets on 2 for step 21.12.
Go ahead for 21.12.
Good. Same output location as before. It tells me to check with you to make sure. And also, I just want to make sure there's a period at the end of this file location. You know, typically there's not a period in file locations. Just want to make sure you're happy with that.
Copy, and it will be the same file location as before and no period at the end. Okay, Shuns on 2 for Jack and Gears. We're about to hit an LLF in 20 seconds. You can go ahead and hit start after step 21 and give us the report after this LLF, about 18 minutes.
All right, I can hit start after 21 and let's show how it goes.
Station Huntsville on Space Ground 2 for Jack and Gears.
Huntsville Station, Jack on 2 for Gears.
With you on 2, ready for your report.
We had a good restart of and found a total of 930 pores, and it says otherwise it looks normal right now.
Copy, that is great news. There were some actual skies for relief down here.
I'm glad to hear. And I named this file years 40 hours, just to make sure in case there was a residual file from the old one that they were different file names.
Copy. Appreciate the heads up. May I have anything else for you? You have a good evening. Thank you for your help.
Right, absolutely. I'll keep an eye on it.